Are you ready to help me? Okay, we're gonna go ahead and get started. It is Tuesday, September 10th, at 6 o'clock p.m. We'll be in the Cedar Hills Community Center. We're gonna start off our meeting with a pledge led by Councilor Addison and an invitation to invite Councilor Rovella.
Please stand and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My Father, I am very grateful gathered together as city leadership to discuss matters of the city and regret for this wonderful place in which we live and have the opportunities to help care for it. Request this meeting to be guided and as with all of our decisions related to this, keep our citizens in mind. That's our request.
All right, moving on, we need an approval of the meeting's agenda, and Lone Peak has also slightly modified the agenda for item number 5.
Yeah, I need to approve tonight's meeting's agenda with approval of item number 5, Lone Peak High School.
Motion by Councilor Ellsworth, is there a second? Second by Councilor Dennis, all those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Motion passes, and move on to item number 3, which is public comments. Nobody is here, so I'm assuming there is no public comment. So we'll close that portion and move on to the consent agenda, which is an approval of the minutes from the August 6th work session city council meeting. If someone wants to make that motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Motion by Councilor Addison, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Councilor Ellsworth, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed unanimously. Moving on to items 6 and 7 to the reports of business, starting with Mr. Goodwin.
Yes, thank you. In the rec and golf departments, we want to just report that golf and events had another great month in August. We're really pleased with the work that staff has done over there. They're really trending in the right direction. We're excited for the improvements they're making on the course and in the events center. In the recreation department, flag football and soccer are both starting. In golf, again, we have 9 golf tournaments scheduled in September, so it's going to be another busy month. And just as a heads up, and we'll get the public informed, but the golf course will be aerating the greens on September 30th and October 1st. It's a 2-day project, so only 9 holes will be open each of those days. And then one other note is Utah County government is looking for feedback, and they've created a survey. We've posted a link to that survey on the city here on the Cedar Hills homepage. It covers taxation, funding priorities, and form of government. It usually takes about 5 to 7 minutes. We'd encourage you all to take it and to get those of you in your circle of influence to take it as well. And last, but definitely most exciting, we want to congratulate Josh on his promotion to lieutenant and his assignment to Cedar Hills.
Wow.
So we look forward to working with him.
Councilor Anderson.
So I'll have to report on Council Member Miller and I attended the Utah Leadership Council on the 5th, and that was interesting. Matt, UT, and UDOT were there to present changes in transportation and growth and all that. I thought it was pretty interesting. It was not very well attended, which was kind of sad. It was a really good and interesting meeting, but that was it. And then, so thrilled to have attended our wastewater treatment plant tour today. It's quite a thrill with the mayor and Chandler and Jeff. So that was fun. Anyway, that's all I have.
Councilor Ellsworth?
Nothing.
On mine, yes, the TCC tour was interesting and fascinating at the same time. If you haven't been out there and you want to do a tour, it's actually quite fascinating. So, and how that works with your colleague as well. Last week I was at this Prepare 60 Water School in Southern Utah, and they were focusing on, it was put on by the Insurgency Districts throughout the state of Utah, and it's focused a lot on conservation. And so Chandler and I are going to talk a little bit more about it and go through this, but some of the things that they're promoting is local speaking, which I have a brochure here, if you want to take a look at it, but it's actually very pretty, and I think some things that we could implement here in our city. But Chandler and I also are going to talk about the fact that we're going to do some of these water conservation efforts, and I think the council won't work with this, but it's that the city needs to lead out.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be showing what we're doing as a city to implement some of these guidelines that they're recommending that cities and homes do. So feel free to take a look at this if you want. And then on September 28th is Summit Academy is a school that is doing a health and wellness fair, and they have representatives from all of the cities that are attending to talk to their cities and talk about some of the things that we have related to health and wellness, which for us could be recreation parks, golf course. It's September 28th from 12 to 4. I will be there. If anybody else wants to be there and sit at the Cedar Hills table with me to tell our city and how awesome we are, please feel free to come sign up by myself. It is a Saturday, but it's September 28th, 12 to 4.
What's the date of the
month? September 28th.
Where? I'm sorry. What's
so I'll send you the invitation. It's Summit Academy. It's our health and wellness fair. And that's open to staff as well. If anybody from recreation or whatever else can come out and talk about that, that would be great. That's all I know. Councilmember Riggs?
Your report.
Councilmember Miller? Yeah. All right, we'll move on to our one and only item, which is a review action on a resolution passed on November 5th from the city council in general election.
As you may have heard, we have reopenings for the 2019 general election ballot, and we have three candidates. So according to state code 28-1-206, we may cancel the election if all of the municipal officers elected in that large election, which we are, and the number of municipal officer candidates, including any eligible write-in candidates for the at-large municipal offices, does not exceed the number of open at-large municipal offices, whereas the candidates have filed. So I have a 3-3 ratio. We waited until this date rather than way back a few months ago, just to watch that write-in candidate deadline that has since passed on September 3rd. So, for all and for the other qualifiers that count me, any other municipal proposition, which is under part of the course, giving no ways to make down for what I'm about. So, with that being said, we are proposing to the council that we pass a resolution to cancel the 2019 general election. There's still a number of items that the city must do for our public with the action that we're taking, so I will work with Colleen to get those notifications out. Any questions from council?
So, is there any reason why the resolution doesn't stay with the people?
It doesn't.
It doesn't need to.
And this was run by Joel.
Any other questions?
Mike, if you want me to put the three names on the notice, that I have to put the notice in everywhere, like the paper and the bulletin boards. And the,
I mean, I will do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that way it's just out there so you, we don't get a bunch of questions on it. Okay.
One question I have for you, Colleen, maybe you don't know the answer to this, maybe you look it up, but with us canceling the general election, the three candidates still need to file a financial disclosure prior to the deadline.
I'm saying yes for right now, but I'm going to see Derek from the Lieutenant Governor's office this week at conference, so I'll ask him.
At this point, I think it'd be prudent to file.
Yeah, just for transparency.
So we've already done the one, but
And just do another one that says zero. Yeah, just for transparency's sake.
Okay.
I'll remind you.
To Mike, Brian, and Kelly, they're so extremely jealous.
Yeah,
this is like the best election ever.
Hope next time it works the same way. So even though we're not having an election, I think it would be great to have a meet the candidates night where people can come and meet the people who are going to be occupying. I already know these two, but a lot of them may not know Kelly. And I don't know. I just think for the residents to feel like they haven't fully missed out on the process at all. You know,
so the feedback that we've always received from our legal team is that the city cannot sponsor that because it's a political event. But if the ETA wants to, or the candidates want to, yes,
okay,
that definitely can happen. Or in January, once they're official, we can hold the, just a town hall about your council members.
Come meet your council member elects, and that's pretty much what they are.
Okay. I should ask them, what do you want to do? Do you want to do anything before or after?
I think after is fine.
Okay.
I'm guessing before we're not going to be allowed to show it because it's not like they can change. Nothing's going to change at this point. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. If there are no other questions or comments, I will take a motion.
I will make a motion that we approve Resolution 09-10-2019A, canceling the 2019 municipal general election pursuant to Utah State Code 20A-1-206.
Motion made by Councilmember Alderson. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Councilmember Ellsworth. Councilmember Miller.
Aye.
Councilmember Geddes.
Aye.
Councilmember Ellsworth.
Aye.
Councilmember Anderson.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. That is it. You have to let Ludlow know. This was the fastest meeting.
He's going to be so jealous.
Well, man.
I will take the motion to adjourn.
So I think we started a few late too.
Motion by Councilmember Geddes. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Ellsworth. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Sorry that you came.